A political scandal has erupted in India over allegations of corruption in parliament. Secretly filmed video shows legislators accepting bribes. The politicians were caught by a sting operation jointly organized by one of India's 24-hour television news networks and a website. Using undercover reporters equipped with concealed cameras is becoming more common in India. From New Delhi, NPR's Philip Reeves reports on the controversial practice.
Hello and welcome to the news at noon. Let's just take a look at our top story. Most of us have at some time or the other been asked to pay a bribe for things ranging from a passport to a gas connection. But imagine having to pay the police to get back the body of your own relative.
This is what every corrupt official dreads most. Being caught on camera, brazenly demanding a bribe, and then seeing the footage broadcast on the hour, every hour, all day long on TV.
NDTV caught an inspector of the Delhi police on tape who demanded and took 26,000 rupees for returning the body of Himanshu Sharma to his family.
Police Inspector Satya Raj was secretly filmed by one of India's TV news channels as he extorted the equivalent of some $600 to release the corpse of a man who committed suicide. Later, with the camera openly rolling, the reporter confronted the inspector.
Have you taken money?
No, no.
You are denying that you've taken money to also change the report or make any adjustments in the report?
Yes.
Have you threatened the family?
A few years ago, such a scene would have been unimaginable. Indian TV was government-run, censored, and very tame. But the authorities have opened up the airwaves, producing an explosion of privately owned 24-hour TV news channels. A bank of television sets stretches along the wall in the Mumbai bureau of the TV Today network, operator of three news channels, including the popular Aaj Tak TV. It's top of the hour, bulletin time, and the newsroom is scrutinizing the work of its rivals. Competition is fierce, and that, says Bureau Chief Shishir Joshi, is why stings matter so much.
At any given point, every news channel is planning a sting operation. It's that frequent now. If you have 15 channels, the manner to survive is to hard sell your news network. You can't really do it through a routine news which everybody has. You need to have exclusivity.
Joshi says most TV stings seek to expose official corruption.
What other crimes can sting operations be all about? When you say a sting operation, what am I trying to prove? I'm trying to expose some kind of evil somewhere. And evil largely is, the root or bane is largely corruption. It could be bribery, or it could be sex, or it could be crime-induced sex. Sex at the cost of something, a favor for a favor.
There is a clear sense among the news channels that the viewer wants the sensation of the sting, the idea of catching someone with their pants down. Someone doing wrong, caught with their pants down.
Tarun Tejpal, editor-in-chief of the newspaper Tehelka, is widely acknowledged as the mastermind of India's most famous sting. 5 years ago, Tehelka, which was then an internet site, made international headlines by secretly filming government officials accepting bribes from journalists posing as defence contractors. Officials responded by turning on Tejpal and nearly driving Tehelka out of business. If this was meant to deter India's media from mounting stings, it failed.
Operation Duryodhan, a special investigation reveals how MPs take money to ask questions in Parliament.
Yesterday brought another TV sting, this time an expose of skullduggery within Parliament.
Parties crack the whip. BJP, Congress take action against their MPs caught on camera taking money. Speaker bars earning MPs from the House.
11 legislators from a variety of parties were caught on spy cameras. They were shown accepting bribes from undercover journalists as payoffs for promising to ask parliamentary questions on behalf of a fictitious trade association. The sting was by India's TV Today network and CobraPost.com. And it made an instant impact. In the lower house of parliament, the Lok Sabha, Speaker Somnath Chatterjee promised an inquiry.
Anybody is guilty should be punished. And nobody would be spared. And we shall certainly respond to it in a manner which behoves us. Thank you very much.
Rooting out corruption is the job of the authorities. But India's law enforcement agencies have a poor record. The TV companies are beginning to fill the gap as self-appointed anti-corruption cops. They are, of course, more interested in ratings than ethics, but Tarun Tejpal says their stings still play a useful role.
I think there is a lot of virtue in that. I think something like this begins to create a kind of vestige of fear. Is it possible that someone's stinging me? You know, do I need to be more careful? And that's what you want. You want people to actually be afraid of being corrupt.
But there's more to this issue. When, for instance, does an expose of corruption cross the line and turn into unfair entrapment or an invasion of privacy? Thomas Abraham is managing editor of IndianTelevision.com, a website covering the country's TV industry. He says at the moment, the answers to these questions are unclear.
News channels today are pretty much open, it's like open season for them to do what they want. There is no codification as such in terms of what you can cover, how you can cover it, how you can present, what is reasonable, what is salacious.
The question of how far sting operations should go arose a few months ago with a sting by India TV, a new 24-hour channel. It ran covertly filmed footage of a Bollywood actor demanding sex in return for promising to promote the career of a young woman posing as an actress. Tarun Tejpal is among those who feel that that particular expose crossed the line.
News organizations need to understand the rules of the game. And for us in Tehelka, the rules are very clear. The rules now are, and have always been, no private lives. Only, this is only about abuse of public office, abuse of public money. Stay out of everyone's private lives. I think that's a line some channels have begun to cross, and that's worrying.
Yet India's airwaves are getting more crowded. And as competition grows, ratings may matter more to broadcasters than rules. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.